Welcome to Travel Market Life, your companion for industry insights and professional business development. Travel Market Life. Join us by webcast, video or podcast.
And welcome back to another episode of Industry Rundown for Travel Market Life. I'm your host, Ryan Haynes.
And I'm Sam Marsh.
In today's episode, we're going to be talking about crisis management, how to respond to a crisis and how to prepare for a crisis. As things are changing so rapidly, you need to make sure that you have your marketing communications in place for any possibility that might result as a consequence of the market reopening or your business preparing itself for a stronger future. Sam, there's been a load of changes, hasn't there? And it's been so important, I think, we've seen over the last 18 months for businesses to be prepared. There's a lot more sort of challenges that we're also seeing, isn't there, that businesses really should be considerate of?
Yeah, I think at the moment, the world is changing faster than you can ever imagine. Even post-COVID, you know, you think things might have settled down, but actually it's not. And you only have to look around and see, I mean, the big squeeze is the big story at the moment, isn't it? Because we're all finding that our energy bills are going up, our food bills are going up, everything's changing. And this is going to ultimately impact on consumer behavior and business behavior. So these changes you need to keep on top of to react accordingly and react quickly.
Yeah, and particularly as we've seen with the changing restrictions due to international flying and being able to move around, it's a matter of making sure that consumers really know where you stand, but also more importantly, what their roles and responsibilities are. I had my first trip outside of the UK, and I must say, even for someone who I would say I was reasonably intelligent, I found it incredibly hard to really navigate what the requirements were for the paperwork that needs to be completed, and especially when you are providing people with, you know, large amounts of information and potentially a number of referral links for consumers to get more information. You've got to be thinking about their customer journey. How are they going to be able to navigate that through that with the least amount of stress possible? And this is really the thing that you've got to put at the forefront of your mind, is what is the most simple ways to get your message across, and also breaking them down into bite-sized nuggets so that people really understand what is expected of them. Because trying to feed them with too much information will just cause a complete blockage and prevent and potentially cause a lot of friction, isn't there, in that experience that customer has.
Yeah, I think, for example, if you are a tour operator, you can't just rely on customers going to each individual destination that they might be visiting to look for the information they need. I think you need to have clear pages on your own websites and things communicating what it is for each destination. And I think it just keep it really simple, you know, keep it down to, can you go there with or without having had a vaccination? What kind of tests do you need on the way out and on the way back? Just keep it really simple. And then perhaps with links to where you go to buy these tests, if you still have to buy them, whether it's a lateral flow or a PCR, because it's all changing. So it's keep it simple, but make sure you've got the info that they're going to need.
And that's going to prevent you having to need to respond to a crisis, hopefully, that you've got all that information there. You know, when people do feel insecure, when they do feel worried, they are most likely going to lash out. And unfortunately, now with social media, that's going to be the place where they're going to be criticizing you as a business. So even if they do, you know, take your time to respond to their particular concern and not necessarily to the attitudes that they may display within their actual review. It's about really delving down into what their problem was and responding to that as best as you possibly can do. Because at this point in time, with people not necessarily being able to fly or be able to travel for the last 18 months, any bookings that do have will most likely mean the world to them. And if they're unable to necessarily feel the experiences they may have thought it may have been, then they're just going to be in for some dissatisfaction. So just be prepared for that and ensure that all your customer services and marketing and sales team are prepared with the right statements to respond to each and every problem that your customer has. So we're going to be coming up and talking about responding to a crisis.
Travel Market Life.
So, Sam, responding to a crisis is a place that you've been in many times, representing consumer businesses around the world, a bit of with your PR hat on. So what are some of the scenarios that companies really should prepare themselves for? And what are some of the events that you've had to deal with?
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, the crisis can be anything. I've worked a lot in aviation over the years, so I've dealt with crises that have related around that. So thankfully, nothing quite as serious as a major plane crash, but I have had some incidents with aircraft coming off runways and things like that. So there's things like that you need to consider. And that when you're talking about crashes, it's not just airlines. You could be working with a train company, a car company. So they're one of the things. Fires, floods, and increasingly floods, I think, nowadays are something that people need to think about, because they're happening all over the world. And in all these areas, there will be tourists potentially around, whether it's a small hotel or a major area, a major tourist destination. So yeah, there's some disasters, things like tsunamis, earthquake, volcanoes. You know, one of the latest ones that's hit the news is one in La Palma. So, you know, you've got to be on top of these things. Something that's been quiet for a while now, but I think probably, unfortunately, will come rear its head a bit more, is terrorism. So there are things you need to think about. And then another one that I have dealt with as well is bankruptcy, because, and obviously this is huge at the moment, isn't it, Ryan? How many companies have folded in the past month? They're mainly energy, not so much in the travel sector, a little bit less recently, but there certainly has been a lot of that going on. And, you know, it's thinking at all these potential scenarios, you need to have a plan for in the background, because the first thing you don't want to be finding yourself in a situation where you're having any of these potential crises and go, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know who to contact. Who looks after what? You do not want to be in that situation.
And I was going to say, yeah, because I mean, with these sort of scenarios, especially if you are taking travelers, taking consumers somewhere, you are responsible for their well-being. And you need to make sure that you have that evacuation plan. Now, I know a lot of people had developed those evacuation plans or repatriation plans as a result of the pandemic, and that should have helped many businesses. But just make sure you review those. I make sure that everyone in the company has reviewed those, especially if you've brought on some new staff recently, that they're fully trained in what the actual evacuation plan is, and then also how you deal with consumers during a crisis, how you support them, particularly if they're already traveling or they are meant to be traveling within the next few days. Now, if you are a delivery of transport, whether you're a plane, a train, or a bus, hopefully you should already have identified all of the potential problems and that could raise its ugly head. Any of the crises through accidents, and therefore you've got a procedure that you go through as soon as these sorts of things happen. But when it comes to communications, you need to make sure that you've got someone at the forefront and be able to deal with that, both for the press, but also supporting your customer service desk to make sure they deliver the right messages at the right time. That's also going to protect the business should there not be enough information information that you should be providing publicly at that particular point in time. So making sure you're surrounding yourselves by PR and communications professionals that always put your best interests as well as your consumers' safety at the forefront.
Yeah, I mean, as you're saying, any business should have in place a crisis management protocol. It should be a written document that is reviewed at least at the bare minimum once a year. And it'll have everything in it, from contact details to who is responsible for what in each role within the business and who to reach out to first. And there should be, like you were saying there, you'll have two elements to it, because you'll have a press side and a consumer side. So you'll have two different teams within the business working together, some that will deal with the media and what they're looking for and what questions they're asking and what their needs are. But you also need to have your customer services team ready and prepared to set up a dedicated hotline and a dedicated, perhaps small team, depending on how many calls you might be expecting from the crisis to solely handle this with a phone number and things that, you know, consumers can call. And you should know what all these things are in advance. These should be in your protocol document so that as soon as anything happens, you can roll out and get everything done quickly and efficiently. Because the thing is what you never want to be one of those firms that when a crisis happens, that nobody knows who to call, nobody can get hold of anyone, and it goes all a bit silent because it just looks like, it looks actually from the outside like you don't care. And it's not necessarily that you don't care, it's just that you're perhaps not organized. So the key is get organized in advance.
Absolutely. And make sure that you've got someone who's going to be responsible for the process. And you've got a crisis management team that will come together to look at how the crisis is unfolding and how the messages are being responded to by both the media and your consumers so that you can address them and change tact if you need to at any given moment in time. It's essential that you really do work as a team because you've got so many channels in which you could come into contact with your customers, whether or the press. You know, you've got to think about your social media, your emails, your phone calls. You've got to think about the physical touch points, whether it's be the travel agent office or the airport or through their transfers. When and how could they potentially cause a fuss in which you need to make sure that the right information is deployed as quickly and fast as possible to reach those important stakeholders. That will, by responding as proactively as you possibly can do during a consumer crisis, just helps better manage your brand reputation because it will be recognized that they're doing the best that they possibly can do to resolve any problem or situation.
Another thing as well to really remember is when you're putting together your team that you want to work with on this, is you need to have a really responsible team that are going to be available whenever the situation arises, because a crisis does not necessarily just happen at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. You know, the ones I've dealt with have often been out of office hours. They've often been at weekends. And I don't know if you recall, Ryan, going back to the early 2000s when that massive tsunami happened in Asia. Mm-hmm. That was Boxing Day. So, you know, you've got to remember that these things don't happen just at an ideal time of day on a weekday. It just doesn't.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, we're going to be talking about how to best prepare for a crisis, and perhaps a crisis that that is not necessarily as or so common. It doesn't matter necessarily whether it's the fact that suddenly there's an explosion somewhere, or there is a massive flood, or there's been a plane accident. It could be something that's actually been harbing, working in the background, and you haven't been aware of it for some time. So some of the key things to be considerate of when it comes to developing wider crisis management strategies is, you know, how are you dealing particularly with fraud, especially if you're selling things online, the digital buying process, especially when it comes to the sharing economy, whether it's holiday rentals, Airbnbs and the such like, often come under a lot of spam and security threats as frauds just try to access other people's accounts. And it's been one area particularly that we've seen for holiday rentals that has been addressed very well, but there's still a huge amount of possibility of fraud. Any business that potentially has uses one of the online travel agents to distribute or sell any of its products, again, has a potential of being involved in fraud unknowingly often. So you need to make sure that you have some statements in place, but also processes in place to show that you have done what you can do to protect the security of the business. When it comes to security threats as well, you've got to be thinking about GDPR. We've already seen recently Tesco, one of the largest supermarkets in the UK, has had a security threat over the weekend. Numerous millions of contact details potentially a threat. And we've seen this has happened throughout other businesses, and the huge amount of the fines due to GDPR issues there. So do think about that. If you are offer systems, technology, products, applications, you've got to think about what happens if there's any downtime. What is the impact and the expectation from your customers. I mean, you're meant to be offering a reliable product here. So how can you turn that issue around into a positive? So really be thinking about that. Other issues that some people often forget about is related to corporate decisions. So what happens if you change customer service delivery? I remember one time working for a UK company that had massively invested in loads of offshore customer service desks. And we had to produce a number of crisis management responses for the media because suddenly a UK company was taking potential work from UK people, but also potentially offering what was considered by the media as an inferior level of service. The other thing could be price changes. We've talked at the beginning of this show today about the big squeeze. You're going to see increases in rates and taxes, etc. So think about how you're going to best communicate that. We've already seen a number of customers on the lead up to Christmas already advise people in advance that there's going to be price rises. And that's one way of alleviating some of the undue criticism that you may get from customers as a result of increasing prices. So doing it in advance of actually raising your prices. And another one is actually if there's been some sort of corporate change. One of our clients recently was actually bought out by a larger group or is going through the process of being bought out, but they hadn't informed any employees. They hadn't informed any partners. So as soon as this information became publicly available, there was a huge amount of insecurity amongst a lot of customers and employees about what would happen to their service. So really take the time to brainstorm and delve deep into the business to identify all and any of the potential threats to your business and have not just a crisis management response, but it's also having the processes. So that's one thing that you made a big thing about, Sam.
Yeah, so that's why crisis management protocol is completely essential. If you don't have all that in place and you don't have the processes ready and in place, then basically you're going to find yourself almost panicking, I think. And that's where things can go a bit wrong and you can come unstuck with the communications you're wanting to be putting out, whether it's to direct to consumers or through the media.
And think about as well regionally, because I've had experience where, you know, we've been fulfilling a crisis management protocol that's come from the USA, but it doesn't work necessarily for the UK, particularly for the UK media. So really have to address each and every region independently. Also, outside of just giving a response, think of how you can proactively show or demonstrate how you're changing the way things are working within the business. Are you bringing in greater securities? Are you bringing in wider protocols within the business, either for customers or for suppliers? Actually communicate those changes and what's happening and what sort of timeline people can expect those changes to take place. That'll just give people great confidence in you and also show that you are credibly addressing the problems that your business is facing.
Yeah, so I think basically it's one of these things with crisis management. We've just covered it here in very top level. So if anyone does want to talk to it in more detail with either Ryan or myself, then we're happy to give one-to-one consultancy based around what to do in a crisis. And the thing I have to point out is don't come to us when you're in the midst of a crisis. You really need to speak to us beforehand because obviously, you know, company, you need to know exactly the background of the company, what the crisis potentials might be, so that you can have everything prepared and respond to it in a professional way rather than just doing it all at the last minute. Never leave it to the last minute.
Absolutely. And if you need to have a spokesperson actually responding some of these issues, they need to be fully media trained to be able to handle potentially some of the very difficult questions. And if you are running a national or an international particularly a consumer based business, then you are going to come under the scrutiny of the media. And therefore, you are going to need that training to be able to respond to some of these really very difficult questions.
Yes, because it's not a case of just being able to be perhaps a good speaker. It's being aware of the exact words and phrases that you're using when you're communicating, because if you don't use the right tone and the right words, it can come across as uncaring or disengaged or disinterested in what's really going on. So media training for dealing with these sort of situations is so important, because the questions, I know from when I've been involved in situations like this, they come thick, they come fast, and sometimes are unexpected. So preparation, preparation, even more preparation.
So don't forget, get in contact with us if you really want to discuss this in more detail. HaynesMarcoms.agency, and speak to myself or Sam, and we can go through with you in more detail. So thanks for joining us today for the Industry Rundown as we look at crisis management and brand reputation. And we look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thanks very much. Take care.
For more, go to Travel Market Life. The music Sensation by Zach Nelson is reproduced under license from Storyblocks. Travel Market Life is a Haynes Marcoms digital marketing agency production, serving the travel and technology industries.